Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Rock Pod. Hey, hey, rockers. Welcome back to the Rock Pod, where it's all killer, no filler, but sometimes a little dreamy. I'm your host, Jimmy, and today we're flying high on the wings of dreams. Yep. We're diving into the story of Gary Wright, the man behind one of the most cosmic hits of the 70s, Dreamweaver. Now, maybe you know Gary Wright as that Dreamweaver guy, but trust me, there's a whole lot more to the story. This man went from child actor to prog rock keyboardist to solo hitmaker and somehow managed to jam with George Harrison, play in Spooky Tooth, and even ride the early wave of synth pop before synth pop was a thing. So buckle up. We're about to cruise through the clouds of Gary Wright's life. Welcome to the Rock Pod. Gary Wright was born in 1943 in Creskill, New Jersey. He started out not with a guitar, like most rockers, but behind a piano. And here's the curveball. Before he was chasing rock and roll dreams, he was acting. Yeah, Gary was actually a child actor. He even popped up on a Captain video in his Video Rangers in the 50s. Basically, before he was weaving dreams, he was delivering cheesy sci-fi lines on early TV. But Gary was also serious about education. He studied psychology because, of course, the guy who gave us Dreamweaver was into the inner workings of the mind. He almost went down the road of becoming a shrink, but the music bug bit a little too hard. And thank goodness, because I don't think the world was ready for Dr. Gary Wright, dream analyst. Now enter the late 60s. Gary heads over to England because where else would an ambitious American go if he wanted to get in on the British rock explosion? Over there, he hooks up with a band called Spooky Tooth. Great name, by the way. Sounds like either a Halloween candy or a villain from Scooby-Doo. Gary became their keyboardist, and Spooky Tooth carved out a nice little niche in the hard-edged prog rock world. They were critically respected, never huge like Zeppelin, but they had a cult following. Plus, it was in Spooky Tooth that Gary really developed that heavy keyboard style that later became his trademark. And here's one of the coolest twists in the story. Gary Wright became tight with George Harrison. The two were genuine friends. Wright even played keyboards on Harrison's legendary All Things Must Pass album. So while you're listening to songs like My Sweet Lord, yeah, that's Gary weaving a little magic in the background. The two stayed close, and George's interest in Eastern spirituality rubbed off on Gary big time. That influence is all over Dreamweaver. The song itself is based on a book of the same name that George gave him. So in a way, Dreamweaver is not just Gary's song. It's a little slice of Harrison's spiritual influence, too. Rock Pod. All right, let's fast forward to 1975. Gary drops the Dreamweaver album, and boom, instant classic. The single Dreamweaver hits number 2 on the Billboard charts, and suddenly, Gary Wright is the dream guy of the FM dial. Here's a fun fact. Dreamweaver is one of the first big pop hits to be made almost entirely with synthesizers. No guitar, just keys, Moog synths, ARP string machines, and a drummer. That's it. Pretty wild for the mid-70s, when most rock was still guitar-driven.
I've just closed my eyes again. Climbed aboard the Dreamweaver train.
And then, of course, he followed it up with another big one, Love is Alive. That track hit number 2 as well, giving him back-to-back smashes. And let's be honest, that bass line is funky enough to make even Bootsy Collins raise an eyebrow.
Dreamweaver, I believe you can get me through the night.
And now back to story time. Gary claimed he wrote Dreamweaver in just one sitting, inspired by that George Harrison book and a wave of late-night creativity. One sitting. Meanwhile, it takes me 3 days to write a grocery list. And even I don't do that. My wife doesn't. The song also had a huge second life in pop culture. If you've ever seen Wayne's World, you remember that iconic scene where Garth sees his dream girl and Dreamweaver kicks in. Suddenly, the song had a whole new generation of fans who probably thought Gary Wright was some mystical guru living on a cloud somewhere. And get this, Gary kept working with his old pal George Harrison throughout the years, and he even toured with Ringo Starr's All-Star Band. Not a bad way to spend your career. Writing hits, making bank off movie syncs, and jamming with the Beatles in your downtime. Rock. In the later years, Gary kept releasing albums well into the 2000s, though nothing ever topped the monster success of Dreamweaver. He leaned into world music influences, collaborated with Indian musicians, and stayed true to his spiritual roots. In a way, he was kind of a bridge between rock, pop, and New Age sounds before New Age was a section in your local record store. Sadly, Gary Wright passed away in 2023, but he left behind a musical legacy that's still floating through the cosmos. And let's be real, every karaoke bar in America owes him a thank you for giving us a slow jam that's as trippy as it is singable. So next time Dreamweaver comes on, remember, it's not just a cheesy 70s ballad. It's the sound of a kid actor turned psychologist turned prog rocker turned solo hitmaker channeling spirituality, friendship with a Beatle, and some Moog magic into one of the most timeless songs of its era. That's right. Gary Wright, Dreamweaver, and all-around rock and roll traveler. So the next time you're driving at night and Dreamweaver or Love Is Alive comes on, it hits the speakers, don't skip it. Roll down the window, look at the stars, crank it up, and let it carry you for a few minutes. Because that's what great rock does. It takes you somewhere else. I'm Jimmy. This has been the Rock Pod. Until next time, keep your dreams loud and your love alive. My heart is on fire. My soul's like a wheel that's turning. My love is alive. My love is alive. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you like today's episode, smash that like button. Also, be sure to follow the Rock Pod so you can stay up to date on the latest episodes, and be sure to tell your friends about us. Want to show your support for the Rock Pod? Hit that donate button and buy us a cup of coffee. Every little bit helps. Research for this episode by me and GPT. Music by the band Silvertrip.